Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, the government shutdown has ended, at least for 3 weeks. President Trump announced on Friday that he reached a deal with congressional leaders to reopen the government. The deal includes no money, however, for a border wall. Trump said that if a fair deal doesn't emerge in 3 weeks, another shutdown may follow. The deal's funds for the government goes through the 15th of February, so just after Valentine's Day. If they don't come to a new resolution or agreement, it'll be shut down again. A woman named Leslie Priest of Atlanta is trying to track down an old travel mug she donated to Goodwill last week. Oh, God, I hate saying this. They had $6,500 stored in it in cash.
Whoa.
It's like a coffee mug. We have like a lid on top. That's why she couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just sick to my stomach. And inside, that money was for her son, Devin. He had just sold a car and put the cash inside the mug. I guess he was going to take it to the bank later. And she probably watched one of those tidying up shows. And she's like, well, we don't need these coffee mugs. I'm going to tidy up.
Check everything. Check your pockets. Oh, check your boxes.
Lindsay is now offering a reward for the return of the cash and the mug. This is just... this is sad.
First, I thought it was a joke or a prank or something like that. But then I found out that the mug had been donated to Goodwill. She thought I was upset about the mug being gone, which I've missed the mug as well. But what was inside of it was a little bit more important.
Yeah, like the $6,500. Lindsay is begging anyone who knows where the money is to please return it.
No mother wants to, disappoint their child and give away certainly something that he's worked really hard for. So I'm just asking someone to please, have it in your heart to, do the right thing and give it back.
I mean, if this gets returned, we'll hear about it. Do you think the money will be returned?
No.
Not a chance.
Really?
I'm sorry, lady, but you messed up.
Yeah, you owe your son about $6,500. Did you ever have anybody donate something? I know it's kind of a rare thing, but I had a treasured item that my mom donated, and I was so pissed/heartbroken.
No, I haven't.
I had a baseball glove that was autographed, and I always say I'm from Michigan. That's where I'm originally from. A huge baseball player is Alan Trammell. Okay, he's a legendary Detroit Tigers player, if you don't know that. And I had an autographed glove when I was like 10. I met him at like a Walmart. He was doing a signing there. So freaking excited. Autographed right on there. You can clearly see it. It doesn't say Joe Pesh. Like, I put my name on the glove. This is Alan Trammell. My mom's like, oh, I donated it. I thought that was your old glove. I'm like, Mom!
Oh, no.
It is my old glove. It's my Alan Trammell glove. So.
Well, you gotta, put those like in a case or something.
Well, apparently I should have, because my mom must have been in a tidying mood that day years ago because she got rid of it. So I feel the pain there. What do you think about this? Let me explain the whole story before you rush to judgment. A Florida woman was arrested after she hit children who were not hers while hosting a sleepover. Now, here's what she did. Hold on. She spanked one of the kids with a belt, a shoe, and a spoon after the child swore at her. Another girl said she was hit in the knee with a wooden spoon, while another was held down so she couldn't leave.
Oh my gosh.
Several of the children had their parents call the police when they got home. The woman was drinking during the incident, so that doesn't help. She's been charged with false imprisonment and child abuse. What do you think?
Now, I work with kids every Monday night.
Do they swear at you?
Yes, I have had kids swear at me. I've had kids spit on me.
Yeah.
Oh, slapping them in the face.
These thoughts run through my mind, but I have enough self-control and I'm sober enough to not do them. Like, even though you think about it, because everyone thinks about it sometimes, you don't do it.
No, a kid spits on me, right in the face, I'm going to slap you. Or I'm going to spit back on you, teach you a lesson.
I'm just a really good patient person, clearly.
Wow.
I think it's just hard for me not being there and seeing it. Like, what if she was just spanking,
Yeah, but there's a difference between spanking your kid and spanking another person's kid.
It used to not be the case, but now it is the case.
I don't think it should be different.
I could not even imagine. My dad spanked me one time. I remember when I was like 6 and I gave him the middle finger. That's why. But I could never imagine what my parents would do if another adult spanked me, especially with an object.
My parents would have been like, oh, Joe flipped you off. Joe cussed at you. Did you knock his teeth out? Like, good for you. Like,
I don't know.
My mom and dad used to pass me around. So if I was like acting out in public or at church or something, they'd go to another adult and be like, would you like to spank her? Or sometimes other adults would ask if they could spank me.
Is that because their hand was so sore all the time?
couple times.
Well, they were just busy. Yeah, so like we'd be at the grocery store and some stranger would come up and I'd be like throwing a temper tantrum. They'd be like, do you want me to talk to her? Do you want me to spank her? And my mom sometimes would be like, yes, please.
I mean, that's because just so she bizarre knew why they thought it was their business. If you see a kid throwing a temper tantrum, you just walk, you ignore it because like that, all they want is attention.
I think because my mom knew that I would listen to another adult more than I was to her. So she would say, sure, step on in, help me out.
I mean, I can say that probably you as a little kid, you probably just wanted attention. So when you were given attention, that probably just fueled the fire.
Some things never change. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. I am so jealous of this 10-year-old New Jersey boy. He became the youngest person in state history to bowl a perfect game. Kay Struthers also became one of the youngest bowlers in the country to reach perfection. He became serious about the sport 2 years ago. He says he practices at least 4 times a week and comes from a bowling kind of pedigree, I guess you could say. His family loves to bowl. His grandfather was a big bowler. His parents are in a bowling league, and his uncle has had 2 perfect games in his life. The fifth grader says he hopes to take his talent to the pro level one day.
Cool.
That'd be pretty dope, like Kingpin almost, you know, making that little side money on the PBA, Professional Bowlers Association. I'm just so jealous. I think the highest game I ever bowled was like pure luck. Alcohol might have been involved, and it was like a 190.
Oh, I still bowl with the gutters up.
Me too.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, then I guess I can be happy I can beat somebody. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out at joeandalexshow.com.